Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, welcome into Friday on DGS. No Dave, no Andrew.
Oh, man, what are we going to do?
Here's what we're going to do. It'll be 104.1 FM in the afternoons, Razor and Wheels. It's either that or we could do, like, it's the Rachel and Kevin show.
I think we do better.
You
want to
do the Razor and Wheels?
Yeah, Razor and Wheels.
You treat it like there's a truck meet this weekend. Sunday, Rachel and Wheels, 104.1 FM. We could do that or we could just be normal.
Yeah, let's just be normal. Let's try normal.
All right, let's
and
be normal.
If we need to resort to these other themes, we can.
It's kind of, I've heard people over the time, like even guys jokingly on sports radio, like, you know, like it's like national talk like a pirate day, and then people are like, let's talk like a pirate today. And it lasts like 4 minutes. Like, this is stupid. Let's just not do that. Let's just be normal.
I grow weary of the bit.
It's a bit for like a minute, and then it's not funny. We're like, this bit, that bit right there, that's it. It's over. It's not funny anymore. It's funny for like 30 seconds, and that's all we got. We got a busy show today. Sue's going to be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. Alvin Reed is going to join us. George Mahey, Dave Murray, as always. Matt Pauly's going to pop in. Bernie's going to pop in as well. We're getting ready for a Cardinals weekend in Kansas City. I won't get too deep into this. It's just, this is kind of a funny manufactured rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. So, like, Cardinals, Royals, and their White Sox and Cubs, which is where Dave is. Dave is up at Wrigley for the first time with Nick, and they're just going to experience a weekend at Wrigley Field and see what it's all about. And it's a good rivalry, so they'll have a good time. It's not a good rivalry in terms of how good the teams are, which is why I joke that it's invented, because rivalries are one thing. Like, the crosstown rivalry or the I-70 rivalry, the Cardinals-Royals one is a decent one at the moment because they're both about the same. They're both pretty good. But it's not like they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not totally invented. There's a little bit of a rivalry there, but the last time they really actually competed for a meaningful thing was a really long time ago. It was 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was the 80s, the last time they were obviously meeting in the World Series. And, like, there's a friendly rival. It's more of a friendly rivalry. And then the crosstown Chicago one can be that, can be heated, but it's usually one team's good, one team's not, so it's not that way. But, like, Mets-Yankees this weekend will be that. So it's that. We won't talk about that after these 20 seconds. That conversation's over. We will talk baseball a little bit later on. I will say that, you know, coming into the weekend, the world just won't stop being weird.
I mean, yes.
It just won't stop. Like, are we ever going to get to, like, just normal times where we're just going to be like, everybody's reasonable. The reality of a thing matters more than the hype and more than however anybody wants to twist something. Because it doesn't even have to be one story. There's the whole 86-47 thing that's going on. Which, again, all right, if you're James Comey, be smarter. You know, be smarter. You're the former director of the FBI. You don't have, I mean, I get it. He's got free speech. I completely get it. But you still have common sense and you can be like, I'll probably not wade into those waters in any kind of weird way. But, like, the fake outrage is just killing me. Because you can go to Amazon right now and Google and search 86, 8646, which would be Joe Biden. The t-shirts are there. prominent people were tweeting it. It's just a resistance thing. It's stupid. Yeah. It's all stupid. And this is why I want to be normal. Can we just be normal? Can we get to a point where we're not making politics our identities?
Yeah, I agree with you, Wheels. What I decided to do was I decided to ask Grok.
Oh, well.
I said, what does 86 mean?
Yeah.
Because people seem to be having this debate. And I'm like, you know what? I'll ask Elon Musk's chatbot or whatever. Oh. I'll ask Brock. I'll ask Grok.
I wish it was Brock. That would be funnier. Just ask Brock.
I'm going to name mine Brock. And the Grok says the term 86 has a few meanings depending on context. None of these meanings that Grok gave me mean like assassination.
No.
It just means like, oh, get rid of or like move on to the next. Or, you know. But that being said, James Comey, here's what I can't get over with the James Comey thing. So he's presumably on vacation or at his beach house or something.
Right.
He's having a lovely time, taking a walk on the beach, sees some seashells. And the first place his brain goes to is, I should spell out.
I should stir up trouble.
I should air out my grievances with Donald Trump and then post it to the internet. It's like, dude, enjoy being on the beach. Enjoy your day. Have some positivity and some light in your life. Like, why did you even do that in the first place? It's very silly to me and a little sad. Like, you're chilling on vacation and that's where your mind's at? That's weird.
Let's be real, though. Like, all the people like, arrest him now. Well, then you got to arrest all the people that had 8646 t-shirts, right? I mean, it's stupid. It's incredibly stupid. And we all do it. And by saying we all, I'm just including myself in the group of Americans. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think most of us don't do these things.
Yeah.
I'm really convinced that like 80% of us do not take part in these things, but they take up so much bandwidth. The people that do get into it are so noisy and so repetitively vocal on social media or on their own media outlets, right? That we just, like, most of us don't look at any of those things and even care.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average, but it blows up. It's on the news nonstop. It's all over. You can't go on Twitter right now without seeing something related to, it's not even just that thing, although that thing, you know, has been trending now for a good, 24 hours. But I don't think most people care because most people will see those things and they get what it is. Mm-hmm. They understand it. And there are people that understand it that blow it up on purpose because it suits their personal goals. It gets them engagement. It enrages people. And we got to stop taking the bait.
Totally
no matter what your political alignment is, stop taking the bait. It's all it is. They're just throwing like fresh meat into a pool of sharks. And the sharks are going to eat. We're not sharks, though. We have cognitive ability. We have the ability to be like, no. I mean, the line. Did you see Mad Max, the one with Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Where he's like pointing to that's bait. That's what this is. That's what all of it is. It's rage bait. And nobody even cares about the reality that 8646 existed for, I don't know how many years, 2, 3, 4 years. And nobody cared. I didn't care. I still don't care. And I don't even care about this, except for the idea that we're just suckers and we fall for it. And I include myself because we're a country, we're all Americans. And we fall for too much dumb crap.
So Comey has basically apologized. He's come out and said, I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind. So I took the post down. But then did you see, I think the Secret Service went to go visit him and talk to him about the seashells. And it's like, whoa, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Because like you said, these 8646 t-shirts and I mean, all over Twitter today, like all these MAGA influencers, people were digging up posts where they were like 8646.
Right, right.
It's like, did they get a visit from the Secret Service?
And
like,
they shouldn't have. And it's all nonsensical because and that's kind of the point, right? We do this back and forth. We do it. And then when somebody else does it, we don't like it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's even like I'm more skeptical than that. I think it's more they don't care what true is.
Yeah.
This action right now gets me what I want, which is normally engagement, because that's how these accounts make money. They make money based on how much engagement their posts get, not on how true it is, not on how witty it is, not on how intelligent it is, simply based on how much interaction it gets. Well, what generates the most interaction?
Anger.
Rage. Anger. Yeah. Yeah. And I wish we were all more cynical. I feel like that's the easiest thing in the world to understand. If you see something outrageous on Twitter, it's probably outrageous because that's what gets engagement. And if we all had a little more common sense and just didn't take the bait, and think about how many other things that, like, we can easily brush past. I'm like, that's not a thing. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it goes anywhere near political waters, we bite.
Yeah.
And again, this is the same. There were people, and I didn't find them. I don't have them in front of me. But there were people who were getting outraged at the 8646 thing a few years back. People on the left were outraged by it. And again, if you're outraged by that 3 years ago, you should be outraged today.
Yeah.
And if you were not outraged by that, you should not be outraged today. It's just simple common sense. But nobody has a memory anymore. Everything that is more than a few months old is forgotten. But it doesn't even matter. Like that's the frightening and the irritating part is it doesn't even matter what was true. I forget who it was. There was one. Was it Jack?
Was it Posobiec? Whatever his name is.
You know, he was the one that was doing the outrage thing, and then somebody posted back at him like, "Bro, you just tweeted this last year.
Here's your tweet,
right?"
Dude.
And he just like the response to it is no response.
Yeah,
you just pretend that it didn't happen. And it doesn't really matter because all that matters is your current message got all this engagement, all of these likes and comments, and that's what he's making money off of. And, you know, we get a lot of conversation over time about, you know, it's wrong that celebrities make so much money or that athletes make so much money. It's just they're not worth it. But think about how influencers make money. And again, not just political. This is how influencers on TikTok make money. It's entirely about getting you to look at the thing that they're putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the quality of it. Nothing to do with whether it's above board or below board. It's just how many eyeballs see it. That is probably the lowest. And it's not crazy when you think about it in an economic term, right? If you have a product and you sell a lot of that product, a lot of people want it. Well, then you're going to make a lot of money. Doesn't matter what that product is if a lot of people want it. But apparently we all want rage. We all want to be outraged and angry.
I think there are definitely people out there who like feed off of the rage. Like, because I know people personally who like being angry, who are like,
hey,
oh,
I'm right here.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it. But no, but there are people who are like, I can't stand this show. But then they watch it all the time or they listen to it all the time. And I'm like, I'm just not like that. If I don't like something, I try to avoid it because I don't get that reward in my brain where it's like, they suck. Like, that doesn't feel good to me. I try to avoid that as much as possible. But then I think there's another segment of the population that we just have a hard time handling our emotions. So when you see something that it's upsetting and you get that wave of anger, of rage or whatever, we don't have the tools to work.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's more concerning to me than the people that want to do it. They're always going to be there. There's always going to be an industry this because it's like, and they want to play that game. I would rather reach out to the people. It's like, yeah, you feel mad right now, but what if we just like took some deep breaths and like, you know, like let's
and
think,
did a 30-second Google search
exactly.
See. Oh wait, this has been a thing now for a few years, and it's not that big a deal.
And you wonder if that's because the internet is still relatively new.
Yeah,
social media
yeah.
is still relatively new. We're still getting our sea legs. Maybe that segment of the population will kind of change over time.
One thing I'm curious to see, that's kind of what I'm wondering, is your generation, millennials and then the Gen Z, you guys are the first ones to grow up with social media.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up, my generation, Gen X, we grew up with technology. Right. We were there for cable and satellite and then the internet and then social media, too. Right. We're still into that. We didn't grow up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter didn't exist until I was. See, how long has Twitter been around now? Is it 16, 17 years?
2007.
So, yeah, I mean, I was already 36 mm-hmm. when Twitter even was a thing. And by the time it was a big deal, I was probably 40. So it's a different thing than growing up with it, which is what your generation has done, which is what Gen Z and Gen Alpha will do. And I hope they'll handle that better, because I would love to see a breakdown of which age groups fall most for the rage bait.
Yeah. And you know what else? I saw a study recently that shows people are more likely to fall for, like, I know we're not necessarily talking about misinformation, but that's a huge problem too. You're actually much more likely to fall for misinformation if you spend a ton of time online. Like, the longer you're online, the more susceptible you are to just accepting the things that you see, which I thought was amazing. Like, not in like a, oh, that's great, but in a way where it's like, wow, I can't believe that. You would think it would kind of be the opposite, but
it's funny, because it used to be, if you'd get an email and it's like your crazy uncle sends you this thing in like 42-point font and it's all purple and it's like, this is the biggest problem, whatever the problem is. Like, it used to be that, and now it's just Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and you know, you got on TikTok, you don't even know what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to like see a thing and you're like, okay, is that a thing? And then you have to go search, where I think a lot of people just skip that step and go right into, oh my God, I saw it on TikTok. It's Friday on DGS. Dave is out. He's in Chicago with Nick. They are, I guess they're on the way up today, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the train and then.
So, was texting with Dave a little bit earlier. They're in Chicago now.
Oh,
it turns out he thought he had bought tickets for tomorrow's game. He actually bought tickets for today's game.
Oh, it's a good thing he went to the early train. Yeah.
Yeah. So they are going to the game, and then they're going to go to tomorrow's game too. So
nice.
That's cool.
And they'll have good spots to go out to dinner because they're afternoon games.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. It's a really good time. It's better when you go for Cubs Cardinals, because that's actually a rivalry, and there's a lot of fans from both. White Sox fans are pretty indifferent at this point, but still, it's a cool place if you haven't been there, if you're a sports fan. So that's what they're doing. Andrew's in Los Angeles.
So cool.
I think Andrew's going to come back with his name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Man, I hope so.
Looks like he's having a good time, too.
Yeah, that was actually really funny last night. He was sending us pictures from his hotel. He sent us this picture of like this outdoor sitting area. It's so beautiful. It looks like a set from a TV show or a movie or something.
Yeah. And I told him he should go sit with the people that were out there.
Yeah, be like, I'm Andrew.
he's like, I don't think I'm going to do that. All right, so since we were on the internet tech and how we interact with social media and all that, I thought this other story was interesting. And this one won't take very long. It's not a deep, well, it is actually kind of a deep topic, but not one that you can get too in-depth on a show. But have you seen this story before I posted it, Rach? There's a woman who is married to an AI chatbot. Mm-mm. Now, this doesn't her husband doesn't have a physical body. It's just an AI chatbot with an avatar.
Okay.
So she made the avatar look like, you know, whatever she wanted him to look like. And she goes through the relationship. They had a fight.
Oh, no.
She said the sex life is great, which, all right, wonderful.
Guess I'm just going to have to take her word for it.
Yeah. And again, it's really interesting. Like, so she has spouse pass away not long ago. This was kind of a step towards kind of that. And she's very happy. Family's happy for her, all that. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying that that's, for most of us, that's like, okay, weird.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's going to be more normal. And this is why I brought it up, because they in the story, they cited a poll of Gen Z. And they said that 83% of Gen Z said that they could see themselves marrying an AI-generated partner. Not that they're planning on it, not that they want to, that they could see it.
The thing I get really hung up on is honestly the marriage part.
Right.
Like, why would you want to be legally bound to... It doesn't seem like there's any benefits to being legally bound to something like
this. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just saying you're married.
Yeah, maybe you just have like a fun little...
Like you're calling it... I mean, like, you can say that. I don't know. I mean, like, there would be no tax benefit. There would be no, like, healthcare benefits related to that. So, I mean, there's no practical need to formalize it. But I don't know. I actually didn't check to see if this woman went through the legal process to have the marriage approved by a municipality or by a religious organization or whatever. I didn't see that.
Okay, allow me to be a little judgmental for a little bit if you're not going to.
This is Judge Rachel on KMOX.
Well, I just feel like this is just a loophole for an actual relationship is two people like working out their stuff together.
Yeah.
There's going to be disagreements. There's going to be conflict. You come out of that on the other side and you hopefully you're stronger for it. If you're married to, dating, whatever, a chatbot that's programmed, I mean, I guess she had a fight, so maybe they're capable of
they
fighting.
They had a fight of some kind where the chatbot said, I don't even know who you are.
Oh, man, that is
like
brutal.
Literally, though, I think meant it literally, like I forgot who you were.
It's like I'm talking to about 75 other women right now.
Yeah, that's that may be a more thing about loneliness and issues we're going to have to talk about moving forward.
Yeah. Thinking about playing some tennis tonight, and then I remembered those thunderstorms were coming, so.
Do they last? Well, I guess we'll find out from Dave when we can follow up with questions.
Yeah, yesterday I thought he said between 2 and 7 p.m., but I could be wrong.
It'd be interesting to see if it's all through that time, or I know, my Dave Murray unapproved app says that thunderstorms forming in 45 minutes.
Whoa.
So, we'll see. It doesn't show any little rainy or lightning-y things after 4 p.m.
Well, that's the official
so, you know,
term.
So the right. It doesn't have any little tears or lightning bolts on the app. So the app's always right. Don't tell Dave I said that. I don't know if anybody saw it, but during the break when we were getting Dave on yesterday, I was holding my app up to the camera so that he could see that I was looking at it. He gave me a look,
well,
man.
He still gave you a weather badge after that.
I think he knew I was kidding. He think I knew I was teasing. But I got my weather badge, yeah, because I understood atmospheric conditions at Mile High Stadium in Denver.
There you go.
And I'm a trained weather spotter.
That's
so
true.
That's my second weather badge from Dave Murray.
How long did that weather spotting certification take?
A couple hours.
I kind of want to do it.
You should. It was kind of it was interesting. It was not. You're obviously watching a lot of videos and like it's giving you things to look for and like how a lot of it was procedural. Like how do you report certain things? So how do you report the size of hail? How do you report? Because you're not supposed to go out there and, you know, get in the middle of it because they don't want you to get hurt. How are you supposed to report, like, wind damage? Like, what does it tell you? Like, if there are branches down or, you know, if garbage cans. Like, they're really just giving you how they want the description so that they can, the National Weather Service can best kind of relay that to people in terms of what's coming through or what's coming next. It's that. Like, you know, I'm not really, I mean, I like to give them more. Like, I think it was 42 knots coming out of the south. No.
And they're like, okay.
They're like, okay, champ, keep on with your try hard.
Okay, am I crazy? Is this just like really stupid? And once I was there, I wouldn't have fun. But the thought of going and sitting in a class for a couple of hours as an adult, now that I can, you know, force myself to pay attention a little better, that sounds kind of nice, to take a class.
I wouldn't go as far as nice. But it wasn't like awful or boring or anything like that. It was interesting because you're learning some things about...
And you're there of your own free will.
Yes, and you can leave if you want to. Although it was at the police station near our house, so I felt like maybe I shouldn't take off. But it was a nice room with a big, you know, projector screen. And again, you're looking at storm video, which is always interesting because I'm the dork that goes out on the porch. I know I'm not alone in that. I know there are a lot of us that do that. I bet Dave does that.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Murray, I mean. I know Dave Glover does.
You know he's out
Dave
there.
Dave Glover, well, the two of us, we do the same thing. We're all like, oh, let's see. There's a tornado siren. Let's go look.
Yeah. Dave Murray's out there with a kite and a key.
I bet he doesn't even need that. I bet he just does the thing where he like licks his finger and he puts it up in the air and that'll tell him
it's
exactly
like, here comes
what's coming.
The hail.
Mine is more like I can feel it like a half an hour in advance because then my knee starts to hurt.
Really?
Yeah. I think Dave even said that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah, it definitely
like it's something
is.
To do with the barometric pressure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not.
It has to do with the tears and the lightning thingies on the app, I think.
You know what it is? Like when you've got the little tears from the sad clouds falling down and the lightning bolts. Every time I say lightning bolt, I think of that LARPer meme. Have you ever seen that guy?
I don't think so.
If you don't know what you do, but I know there's maybe some people that don't know what LARPing is. It's live action role playing. So... like you could say that that's what Civil War reenactors are doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will do medieval LARPing. So you'll dress up like a knight and somebody will dress up like a queen and then somebody else will dress up like a mage, like a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, they were having this fake like LARPing battle. This is old too. This is probably from the 90s, but it's one of the greatest videos ever. And this guy has bean bags and he's a mage. He's a wizard. And every time he throws a bean bag, he's saying, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. And
oh,
he's just
boy.
Like, they're killing this big tree monster. It's pretty great.
That's fun. I'm glad they were having a good
time. But every
time
I say lightning bolt, that's what I think of now.
Okay. If you were going to LARP anything, what would you like to dress up
as? That's a good question.
As?
Lord of the Rings, probably.
Yeah. Me
Maybe
too.
Star Wars. It'd be one of those two.
I think I would like to dress up as Eowyn from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I think it'd be,
you
want to
be that's the lady from Rohan, right?
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I would need a long blonde wig.
Who would I be from there? I'm probably Gimli.
I like that you just immediately answered your own question.
Well, I mean,
like, well, I'm,
you know,
Gimli.
I like to fight. I'm pretty pretty obnoxious. I just have to not shave for a little while, get the beard going. Short, stocky. I'm Gimli.
I could see you with an axe.
I'm certainly not Legolas. I'm not the pretty guy.
Yeah, he is a pretty boy.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm Gimli for sure. Or at least one of those dwarves. Either him or his cousin. One of those two guys.
Okay.
Could be ones from The Hobbit, like because there's a larger crew of dwarves in that one. I could be one of those dopey ones too. But I'm too angry to be one of the nice ones. I guess Gimli's probably right.
All right.
Yeah. Plus, pretty competitive.
You're both redheads.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. I might do it for Star Wars too. But yeah, I don't Star know Wars who would I would be there though.
I would want to be like a stormtrooper.
Yeah, I can't be Darth Vader. I'm too short. I could be R2-D2. Just waddle around. Beep, beep. Although, you know, I've had a lot of people ask, like, what's the difference between people who do that and sports fans who wear jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little difference because you're not acting out the game when you're wearing your jersey.
Yes, that's true.
Although when you're a kid, you do that. You know, you go out back and you play wiffle ball with your friends and you're acting up with your kids. I mean, kids play cops and robbers. You play knights and villains or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We didn't do any medieval fighting when we were kids. It was never that. But we did do Star Wars stuff. We were always, you know, who was the Empire and who was the Rebellion and all that.
That's fun.
Yeah, we didn't have any choice, though. Like, I mean, not that we had choices of what we were going to do, but we were going to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, you're not inside all day when you're a kid in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or in the 70s, because I was born in 71. So, like, late 70s to mid 80s, when you got up in the morning and you ate breakfast, you were gone. You just went outside. Sometimes you were gone, like, other side of the neighborhood. Other times it was just across the street or maybe in your own backyard. But you were, like, your parents were, like, get out of the house. Go outside.
So let me ask you this, because I saw an article recently about parents feel like they're losing valuable time with their kids because their kids just want to be on screen so much.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're not like super anti-screen. You're definitely not anti-technology.
No.
But don't you think there's something to be said for like your childhood in the 80s when you were outside all the time? When you're out there, you're creating memories that you can reflect back on.
Sure.
If you're looking at a screen, I mean, I have screen memories of like, oh, I was watching that Twitch stream a couple of years ago. I can't really recall specific things. I remember the warm, fuzzy feelings it gave me, but it wasn't like I was creating memories. Do you see like the difference there?
I think so. I think there should be more of a balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying put the screens away. I think you have to like doing things matters.
Yeah.
Like actually going out and doing things really helps. It helps you learn how to deal with other people, even when you're a little kid and you're compromising with your friends on how you're going to play and what the rules are and what you're going to play and what are you going to do. I mean, like that stuff is invaluable as much as just the physical activity that goes along with doing those things. Right. But I'm okay with like, because it's not like it was the 1940s or 50s and you didn't even have cable. You know, I mean, we watched a lot of TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was, I mean, it's not like we didn't have screen time. It just wasn't a phone or an iPad. It was a television set. So, you know, you would spend, depending on the, you know, if it was raining, you're watching TV all day. You know, so you definitely had screen time, but the balance of it is fine, right? I don't have a problem with kids being on screens, but they have to have the other side too. I just don't know that kids now are granted the same freedom that I had.
Yeah.
In fact, I know they're not.
Yeah.
I know they're not. And I know that partly because my kid didn't have the freedom that I had. And I don't know why. I didn't make a conscious decision to do that. Part of it was she was pretty chill and didn't really push it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say, I want to go do this. It was never a restriction. It was just more of kind of a habit. But you know, our next door neighbors, like her friends lived literally next door. So they were always going back and forth. When she was a little kid, but it's not like where I was literally gone all day.
Yeah.
And my parents had no idea where I was, no idea what I was doing.
And that was what was socially acceptable.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
If you would have been, when Shannon, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, if you would have been like, all right, see you in 8 hours, like other parents would have been like, Wheels, what is wrong with
Why
you?
Why is your kid wandering the neighborhood alone?
It would have been like, even if you wanted to necessarily do that, I think you would have gotten backlash.
We've seen people get arrested.
Yeah.
What was the woman that made her kid walk home
like a mile? Yeah. Not
and
a big deal.
Like the police came and like, that's child abuse. Like, it's not child abuse.
No.
Your kid can walk a mile home.
Yeah.
I can't even count how many miles I would be away from home on a lot of summer days. I mean, 3, 4, 5, just bikes,
mm-hmm.
gone. See ya. And I'm talking at like 8.
Yeah.
I'm not talking 13. I'm talking like 8, 7, 8. We used to walk to kindergarten without our parents.
Yeah.
Like walk. You're just walking through the neighborhood. It's a suburb. We didn't have to go on any main roads or anything like that. But it was probably close to a mile walk. And it was a 20-minute walk. And just like 3 or 4 of us would be walking to school, and 5, 6 years old, no big deal. It's just what you did. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
They walked with you once, showed you the way, and after that,
good luck.
Boom, you're on your own. Just go ahead and walk to school, kid. No big deal. That's Friday on DGS. Dave is in Chicago. He is currently at the White Sox-Cub game, and the White Sox were winning last I checked. I think they're still winning. And then he and Nick are going to be going to games the next couple days. They'll be back on Monday as usual. Andrew, when's Andrew back? I forgot.
I think he's back a week from today.
Okay, so he's out for the whole week next week.
Yes.
Okay. He's in Los Angeles. His brother's getting married. They're out there having a good time. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of stories from both of them when we get back to next week. So the two of us are here hanging out, and we got Sue Thomas coming in at 2 o'clock. Bernie's going to join us at 2:30. Alvin Reed at 3 o'clock. Dave Murray, 3:30. George Mahey, 4 o'clock. Matt Pauly, 4:30. Busy Friday.
Packed show.
We always have busy Fridays, though. That's kind of our habit here on DGS. Rach, you had a thing that I thought was interesting about the... I love the emoji wars.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of my favorite topics because it's just that interesting inability for people of different ages to find ways to communicate with each other without like thinking that that one should be able to get your method, right? You know, older generations are always mad at kids for how they communicate, and then the kids get mad because you don't understand, this emoji is not good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a book that tells me.
I know. And it's like, I'm old. I don't know what's going on.
You're old. Rach is like, I'm old. I'm 30.
There's more emoji drama. There is now an emoji that doesn't mean what I thought it meant. And it's a really simple one. It's the smiley face emoji.
The smiley face.
The just regular
smiley. The harmless smiley.
Yeah, the smiley face.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Gen Z and below, they take that as being sarcastic.
Oh, for God's sake.
So if I were to send you an email and say, oh, thanks, Wheels, and I included that smiley face, they could interpret that as me being like, oh, thanks. Which it's like,
You got to know your audience, right? Like, who are you? If you're texting with your mom and dad, assume they're texting like mom and dad.
Yes.
They're not texting like your friend who's also 15.
Yes. Andrew sent me a really funny tweet the other day. Let me see if I can dig it up really quick. But it was about the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like I have it right here. Oh, it says the thumbs up emoji is linguistically fascinating because it either means I hate you or I am 52 years old and happy with you.
I mean, like all forms, like what we do every day is some form of communication, right? Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. Obviously, we're going to be breaking into weather coverage throughout the afternoon, it looks like, for at least the next couple of hours. So it's just how we do. And look, it's important. You know, I showed the map. I'm sorry, Mr. Murray. I used the app just to show the radar. Just to show the radar because there is a lot of purple and red. And those are scary colors.
That's what we call rock and roll weather.
Yeah, we will keep you updated here on KMOX.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.